Welcome to Chayil, your daily drop of strength, Torah tools for serenity and joy.
Shalom and welcome to Wednesday's Women, where today Be'ezras Hashem, we're meeting a very, very special young woman who just called me last night to tell me a story. And this is a story that unfolded over a couple of years, I would say. She first took my program, I think, about maybe 3 or 4 years ago. Don't know exactly. But about 2 years ago, her son became very, very sick all of a sudden. He was having terrible anxiety and headaches and stomach aches. And they didn't know what it was. And they went to the emergency room. The family doctor sent them to the emergency room. And they did brain scans and they found some mass or something in the brain and they didn't know what it was. And oh my gosh, it was terrible. Okay. And so we had an emergency discussion at that time, about 2 years ago. And we were hoping that it's going to disappear by itself. Be'ez Hashem, it's nothing. And it's going to disappear by itself. And shared with her stories of other people that had things that had disappeared, and that she could hope that if such a thing has happened to other people before, that it could happen to her too. And of course, there's no promises in this world, but we can always hope. So that's what she decided to hope, that it was just going to disappear by itself. The son did spend a couple of weeks in the hospital for tests and different things. And after 2 weeks of intense prayers and a lot of hoping, the doctor said, we're just going to redo the tests before we perform surgery. And they went back and they did one more time the tests, and they came back to her and they said, look, there must have been some mistakes in the original testing, but there's nothing there now. Okay, we don't see anything. You can go home. Okay, after that major scare, still the child was anxious a little bit and he was still having a little bit of headaches, but okay, nothing so serious, and Baruch Hashem, they went home. Now, this mother is a mother of a lot of small young children and she was finding it overwhelming. Some of them are special needs. And she was feeling very, very overwhelmed with what was going on in her life. She lived in a very small apartment, needed a lot more space, was very stressed. And this health scare was, you know, took her really way out of her comfort zone. But she was building her faith and trust in Hashem, that Hashem can do anything. Hashem is the address. Hashem can help me. And so we had been working on how Hashem is going to help her to have more space and be calm, to be calm and have more space. And so that's what she was anticipating. And she said about a year ago, or maybe less. Okay, I don't remember. I don't recall exactly. All right, forgive me. She said she began to hope that by Sukkos, she's all moved in to a brand new place that's ideal for them. She's calm and happy and enjoying her children. Okay, that's what she was looking forward to by this sukkah. And she was imagining the sukkah, big space and everybody, and she's calm and happy. Okay, what happened was about 6 months ago, she called me in another panic that this son again has this crazy situation again, massive headaches, again, a lot of nausea, stomach aches, panic attacks. And they went back to the doctor, then again back into hospital. And again, the doctor said that we don't know what it is, but this time it's really something major. It's really something that the child's going to need to be on lifelong medication. And they're going to have to, maybe they're going to have to do different kinds of surgeries or procedures, and there's something very seriously wrong. Okay. So again, she starts up with She said, first of all, she was like, I don't know what to say. So I encouraged her to think like this. First of all, no one can say that anything is lifelong. Absolutely no doctor can say that. We don't know. Maybe a new, something new can be discovered. We don't know. No one can say, even a doctor can't say now it's for sure going to be a whole life, because we don't know what's going to be discovered. So I said, in the guided imagery that we have for To Hope and To Dream, I want you to imagine that 5 years from now, it's a thing of the past. It's gone. Whatever it was, that whole scare, it's already a thing of the past. She said last night that when she heard me say those words, she thought, crazy. This whole thing, this massive health scare, is a thing of the past. I'm going to really be in a place like that. But she began to do that. She began to rely on Hashem. That since, again, the basis of all the emunah is the fact that Hashem can do anything. That it's all in His hands, and there's nothing holding back Hashem in His love for us from doing anything. Even things that look unlikely to us, especially when we're in the middle of it. But everything can change. In 5 years' time, this can all be a thing of the past. And she was imagining that by this Sukkot, she's calm and happy with all of the children healthy and at home in their new apartment. And by 5 years' time, this is just a thing of the past. This major life scare, okay, where there's going to have lifelong repercussions. But Be'ez Hashem, in 5 years, it's a thing of the past. It's just history. Then, all of a sudden, I don't know exactly how it took place. I've forgotten the particular details of that aspect of her story. They moved house, and meaning they got a place. They found the place that they needed, and it was just exactly in the location that they wanted, and it was a perfect size, and had a beautiful sukkah porch, and it was in the right location, and somehow, okay, they moved, and they're in, and this is the greatest place, okay? She still has lots of small children. She's still stressed. This child, this son, still has this major health situation, and is on medication, and he still has to be hospitalized now and again, okay? But we're moving forward. She has this gorgeous place. And then she said that over the next couple of months, she's still, again, she's holding strong that this is going to be a thing of the past. This is just going to be history. And they recently completed a whole series of tests. And the doctors have said conclusively that there's nothing affecting the brain. There's nothing that they can find. All of the tests have come out clear. The child had a couple of seizures from the headaches or from fever or different things. And they said that this medication he has to continue taking for 2 years. But if there are no seizures over those 2 years, then he could stop taking the medicine. And that would be the end of the story. They're just down to seizure medication now. There's no lifelong condition. There's no... This is going to be, you know, have things that are going to affect him his whole life. It's just down to, for 2 years, he has to take the seizure medication in order to see if he won't need that. And then he'll be able to be off it for the rest of his life. So she said when she told her parents and parents-in-law that he was okay now, they were all so happy. They were all so celebrating. She said, you know what? But I really knew it. I really knew it was going to be okay. When I saw their reactions and how delighted and surprised they were, I realized that I was delighted but not surprised. I really knew it because I was looking forward to it being a thing of the past, even though it sounded so crazy to me when you first mentioned those words. And then she said, and you know what? I realized that there's so many different things going on in my life and that so much of the stress is in my mind. And I finally took myself off to a psychiatrist. I overcame the gaiva, the pride that's inside my heart. And I said, you know what, maybe I need help. And she went to a psychiatrist and she prescribed something for her. And she said it took, I don't remember whether she said weeks or months, but now she said she takes 2 pills a day and she is calm and happy. And she is so happy that she is taking that medication because she says, this is what I just needed. in addition to the tools that you gave me, which clearly made such a difference. I'm turning to Hashem and trusting in Hashem. But my mind couldn't do it by itself. I needed that extra medication in order to be able to hold myself in a calm and happy place. And she said, we're in this new home. I'm calm and happy. My children are healthy. And I'm looking forward to that sukkah that I was waiting for and waiting to celebrate so deeply. And she said, please tell my story, because it's not so comfortable for me to go around telling everybody and I'm now taking medication. But she said, sometimes people need to know, women need to know, men need to know that sometimes we just can't do it by ourselves. Sometimes a little bit of help is what we need. And another woman just told me recently that she has a bunch of children who take Ritalin. And she said, one day she just tried, said, you know, I'm gonna try it and see. And so she tried her son's Ritalin. She said, you know what? It made me so much calmer. So I spoke to a family psychiatrist and I asked her about it. She said, listen, don't take your child's medication. Come on in. Let's talk about it and give you something that will help you. So she went in, she sat with the psychiatrist and she gave her a different medication, not Ritalin. She said, it's so different. So many things that were bothering her so much that she wasn't able to help herself. She's now able to take calmly. And so all the work that we're doing by thinking positively, it's all helping. And by learning to trust Hashem, of course, it's all helping. But we don't have to do it all by ourselves. And if there's some kind of chemical that can help in the brain to quieten down some of the negative voices, then we don't have to work so hard. And it's okay. It's okay. So let's end today with the Tehillim of David Melech Yisrael, Chavtes number 29, a Psalm of David. Render unto Hashem, you sons of the powerful. Here the powerful mean Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. They were men of such deep faith that they had the power of Hashem on their side. People who live the life of Torah, of Emunah, have incredible power. Not that it's their own power, but the power of Hashem is manifest through them, as we see in these stories of these women, that through their faith and humility, both, they were able to experience incredible power of Hashem, creating miracles in their life. And again, very clearly, it's not our power. It's Hashem's power manifest through ourselves when we are people of faith mingled with humility. We don't think that we need to sit back and be perfect and let Hashem do everything. But sometimes we need to take a medicine. Sometimes we need to bow our head low and take help from other people. And at the same time, know that it's all ultimately only coming from Hashem. Render unto Hashem honor and might. Render unto Hashem the honor due his name. Bow to Hashem in his intensely holy temple. This particular chapter of Tehillim has Hashem's name mentioned 18 times. And that's why there were 18 blessings established in the Shemona Esrei. Just interesting note there. The voice of Hashem is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders. Hashem is upon vast waters. The voice of Hashem comes in power. The voice of Hashem comes in majesty. Rav Hirsch says on this chapter that the voice of Hashem is only referring to a communication to mankind. It's not stamp a noise or of thunder that takes place in an empty wilderness where nobody can hear it. But the voice of Hashem is as it comes to mankind. The voice of Hashem breaks the cedars. Hashem shatters the cedars of Lebanon. He makes them prance about like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian, like young Re'emim, the voice of Hashem cleaves with shafts of fire. The voice of Hashem convulses the wilderness. Hashem convulses the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of Hashem frightens the hills and strips the forests bare. My son just showed me yesterday a photograph, a before and after, of a huge forest. And then after a volcano had passed through, what was left was an absolute wilderness. The voice of Hashem can strip everything down. The holiness, the kedusha, the intensity of the experience flattens everything. While in his temple, all will proclaim glory, kavod, honor to Hashem. Hashem sat enthroned at the deluge, at the flood. Hashem sits enthroned as king forever. This is what we're going to be experiencing on Rosh Hashanah that's coming up. The huge honor and holiness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we stand in shul, or when we stand at home, or at least for those moments that we stand and hear the shofar, we have to imagine, we can imagine in our minds, the holiness and power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as it is whipping through the entire creation. The intensity of His holiness, the intensity of His power, that He is the King of all of the powers. Hashem will give might to His nation. And that power is expressed through us, His emunim, His faithful people who believe in Him, and is guided, is reflected through our lives in the miracles He performs for us. Hashem will give might to His nation. Hashem will bless His nation with peace. That same power, an intensity of holiness, will ultimately be expressed in a peace for everybody in our nation, a peace in our hearts, a peace in our homes, a peace in our communities, a peace for all Klal Yisrael. Be'ezras Hashem, b'mehirah yameinu. Thank you so much for joining me today. I look forward to joining you again. Mi'atz Hashem tomorrow.
We hope you enjoyed Chayil's Daily Drop of Strength. For more information, go to www.chayil.com. That is www.chayil.com.